Militants in eastern Libya warned the government of a war following a standoff over the unauthorized sale of oil from a militant-held port. Tensions erupted after militants said they had started loading oil onto a North Korean-flagged tanker at the eastern port of Sirte. But the Libyan Prime Minister, Ali Zeidan, threatened a military strike on the vessel if it tried to leave. However, the self-declared prime minister of the militant movement warned against harming the tanker, saying such a move would be a declaration of war. The escalating conflict over the country's oil comes as the government has failed to rein in the militants who helped topple Muammar Gaddafi in 2011 and how now, rather, flex a military muscle in Libya's volatile east. Let's speak to Professor Lawrence Davidson, who joins us via Skype from Pennsylvania. He's with the Westchester University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Davidson. Now, first of all, the situation right now shows how the Libyan government really is not in control of the entire country. What kind of a precedent is this going to set for other militant groups right now within Libya?
Well, I think that if this particular eastern militia succeeds, then the country will rapidly fall apart. I don't think there's any doubt. And we can blame the Americans and the Europeans for this. I mean, they satisfied their drive to destroy Gaddafi. And in that drive, they didn't think about what was going to happen. They didn't give much thought about what was going to happen later. And so what this shows is that Western governments are very good at taking things apart. They're just not very good at putting them back together again.
Indeed. Now, this is something we had discussed over the span of the Libyan uprising and revolution as well, of making of another Afghanistan, so to speak, after the Soviet invasion. But now that we are in the situation, how does the government go about gaining back its authority over things like oil fields and the eastern parts of Libya and disarming militias?
Well, it has to reconquer them. I mean, this is not going to be negotiated away. These are tribal elements that don't feel any central loyalty to, to Tripoli. And so they'll have to be reconquered. Who's going to help the Libyans do that? Well, maybe the Americans would do that. I don't know. I doubt it. And the Europeans aren't going to go back in there. They've essentially left the Libyans to their fate. So the probability, as it stands now, is that this country is going to fragment.
It's a very bleak future that you're painting there, Professor Davidson. We're going to have to leave it for there for now. That was Professor Lawrence Davidson with Westchester University joining us from Pennsylvania. Thank you very much indeed.